Okay, welcome everyone. We're going to call it to order 8:20. So first off is it's nurses education on illegal drugs and synthetics. So this is the NEEDS program that we talked about at the last meeting. We don't have a paper on it because they have to be super careful with what they send out. But she talks about like fentanyl, all the illegal drugs, and then she does go into vaping and how vaping can interact with other illegal drugs and what they're putting in the vapes. So there's one nurse from Lubbock. She works in the ER, and then she has developed this on her own program. So they are actually going to do this in Groover in the fall. So it's $500 for her to come to our district. But if we can maybe tag team with Groover, it might be a little bit cheaper. No, I agree. I mean,
$500 to have only our kids and be here all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we can get sponsorship if the school can't do it. We can get sponsorship for that.
Okay. All right. Do y'all want to
mark me down if you need it?
Okay. Do y'all want to like make a motion to that we present that to the school board?
Yes.
Katie?
Yes.
Because of the way our state stuff is now, we have to have approval, or Shaq has to. Anyway, everybody agrees since it's just the two of you.
I think this is a good scare tactic.
Yes,
and she'll have real life experience.
Well, she does. She tells stories about like students coming in who vaped or done drugs. She has adults. I mean, it's firsthand experience. It's not like
she's seen it herself.
She has seen it herself. That's one thing she has always said was scare tactics work better on almost anything. But she's something that we were going to look into this year, and we just flat ran out of time. So we'll look into it, and I will check with.
So does this need to go to the school board early in June?
So
we can get on her
yes,
schedule for the fall?
Right.
Because spring is so busy.
It is busy. So Dr. Utley and I are going to meet at some point before the June meeting about what we're going to discuss with the school board so that we can get all these things taken care of and not be delayed like we were this year. So, all right, moving on to Catch My Breath. It's a vaping prevention program that, so I reached out to the Department of State Health Services and our school nurse advisor. And they both recommended this Catch My Breath program because it is affordable for our school districts. So we discussed wanting to do our younger kids. How young are y'all wanting to? Because you said it like starting at the elementary, like when we were kids and talking about smoking. Like what age are y'all thinking?
Because I mean, we did DARE and all that young.
Mm-hmm.
And that really did set a tone, I think.
I think so too.
It's not bad. I'm fine with having parents out to do it, you know?
And that was
at least, yeah, I think that, like, at least it's a buzz in their ear to go, like, oh, smoking's bad, vaping's bad. I mean, I think it's kids think smoking's bad, but I think vaping isn't just
right
out there as much. Or,
I mean,
well, it was like when the vaping stuff first came out, it was one of those, it replaces smoking, it's
yes,
better for you, but
yes,
it's really not.
Right.
And that's what our kids have been told,
right,
over and over again.
So we got to change the message,
correct.
Yeah. Is there an elementary version?
So she's looking into that for me. Like, this is all that she had, and it's supposed to be for ages 10 through 18. So, yes, technically, I think we might be able to, you know, we could probably present it to the fourth grade in a different manner, like using the fifth grade materials. But she was going to check into something to see if the state recommended anything from K through 3 and haven't heard back from her. Or K through 4, but
I definitely think if we can't get anything else, I definitely think those fourth graders need the message before they come to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Like I said, even if we have to kind of.
Dare.
Oh yeah, dare. All yes. True.
That was,
yeah. True.
That was. I mean, second, third grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't like in super in depth. But it was
a buzz. It was a buzzword. Not
yeah,
necessarily
then if you
a buzz. Get it?
Yeah. Yeah. That not like the, you know, sex education stuff. I think you could.
Yeah. Right. I think that's good. Yes. So, I will see what she gets back from K through 3, but I may go ahead and see. If we, it says that it's free, but it's not free. It is fairly inexpensive though, like $300 or $400 maybe for the whole packet. So, that's just kind of where we're at with that. I don't know that we have to have that. I don't know. Y'all wanna?
Let's do it. Yeah. So we don't
okay.
have to. I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Or second.
Everybody, all right, we're, since I agree as well, that makes all three of us. So, okay, well, I will get some more information about this. I mean, this is like, it's like it says, it's a 30 to 40 minute program each for each kind of class, and then we can do groups, or we can do them individually. They can do it during science, or we can pick like where they do them all together during elk time or something like that. We'll figure out the best way to do it so that the teachers don't feel overwhelmed by adding one more thing to their plate. I don't want that to be, or if I need to go around to do it myself, I mean, we can do that. Okay. Well, sometimes an outsider coming in is better than like people that they hear every day. Yeah. Open up. Okay. That is a good idea. So, okay. Well, we'll see how, but anyway, this was the one that was recommended, and there aren't really a whole lot out there. Because I tried to find some others and there was just not much out there. So, okay. Any other questions about the needs or the catch my breath stuff? Okay. All right. So next year we'll meet, try to meet like starting in September and get all of them done. But, all right. So we'll adjourn at 8:28.